This week on Best Friend Energy.
Sometimes somebody brings a badass title. Sometimes somebody has like a cool melody.
Uh-huh.
But writing by yourself is where it gets real weird because there's nowhere to hide and right. there's nowhere, nobody to blame it on. You know what I mean?
Do you get scared to share it? Like even at the level you're at?
Yeah, it feels even more vulnerable on a song you wrote by yourself.
Hi guys, I'm Clea.
And I'm Joanna.
And this is Best Friend Energy. Today we have such an exciting show. We got to chat with country music superstar Miranda Lambert.
Can you even believe this?
I can't. Like she let us in and everything.
I know,
it's crazy. So we met her at her bar and restaurant, Casa Rosa, right here in Nashville. It was so cool.
Very cool.
The food was so good. She gave us cocktails.
Joanna
got a virgin cocktail.
I did. It was delicious.
It was like, what a time.
No, I loved it.
I know. I just wanted to stay. I was like, we're done?
No, I know.
We can keep going?
That's right.
Yeah. I wanted to go home with her. All right. Miranda has won every single music award under the sun. She is the most decorated artist in Academy of Country Music Award history. She was ACM Entertainer of the Year in 2022. She's a three-time Grammy. This is crazy. She's a three-time Grammy winner. She has a new book out called Y'all Eat Yet? And I don't say it correctly.
No, I don't.
But that's fine. That is my Los Angeles interpretation of Y'all Eat Yet?
No.
Nope.
No.
You Guys Eat Yet?
Yep. Just okay. Y'all Eat Yet.
Y'all Eat Yet? And it's a fabulous recipe book. It has, I mean, the deviled eggs, I can't make them fast enough. And it's just really fun because it's also filled with just stories from her childhood,
her mom,
her grandma.
I know.
And we talk about all of it. So.
And by the way, we were her first podcast.
I know. I thank God I didn't know that the night before.
Me,
I think I would have freaked out.
We wouldn't have slept.
I know, and I was already up thinking about Taylor Swift and Joel.
You wouldn't have had time.
Thank God we only found out 1 minute before.
Literally a minute before.
Literally, Miranda sat down. She goes, "I've never done a podcast."
We're like, "Oh my God!"
Okay, all right, no pressure here. And of course, we'll take your DMs. But first, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. All right, today we are so beyond excited. We're talking to country music superstar Miranda Lambert. It's a thrill, to be honest.
Really
we're such huge fans.
And we're in your own space, which is so fabulous, a bar, restaurant. I mean,
we're recording from Casa Rosa here in Nashville. And I just want to give, I want to list just a few of your incredible accomplishments.
We don't have enough time to list
all of
them.
I know, but I'm going to list some of them because everyone needs to remember and know this. So first of all, you are the most decorated female artist in the Academy of Country Music Award history. That's insane.
It is insane.
So let's just start with that. You were ACM Entertainer of the Year in 2022, three-time Grammy winner. You have a Las Vegas residency happening now and a brand new book out called Y'all Eat Yet? And I haven't.
Is that how you say it?
In my mind, I loved it.
Miranda should say it.
It went by smooth. Y'all Eat Yet?
Y'all Eat Yet? I'm from Los Angeles.
I'm like, you can't say it.
I probably didn't nail it. But thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
Such an honor and really excited to do this.
Thanks for coming. Welcome to Casa Rosa.
For everyone listening, the taco smell in here is insane.
Yeah.
Like my mouth is watering. I'm gonna have a taco the second we're done here.
Get the gringo, it's the best.
Okay, the gringo taco, you heard it from Miranda. What was your vision for creating this space?
Well, it's the first girl bar on Broadway. So I was like, ooh, that's pressure. We need to like step it up. So I went and saw everybody else's, which I had been to before, but didn't quite remember. Cause when you're on Broadway, you don't remember.
Sure. That's kind of the gift of being on Broadway.
But I really was so much a stickler of like having my creative freedom in here, you know, like the company that we work with are great. And I just was like, this is got to have a feminine touch. I mean,
we're
the bachelorette capital, and I just felt like I really wanted the girls to feel like they had a place that really catered to them. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And the guys are smart. They know what the girls are. So that brings everybody.
That's right.
It is pink in here. There's memorabilia all over the place. It's just amazing.
Beautiful.
There's a rooftop bar.
It's fun and beautiful.
Yes. And we're here on a gorgeous day. So we've been enjoying the entire location. Okay. So your book, Y'all Eat Yet? Again, is that
No,
is
I
that
want
proper?
Her to only say it, not you.
It's so amazing because it's not just recipes. It's a real glimpse into your childhood, growing up, your family life. You grew up in Texas.
I did.
And what from Texas did you infuse into this book?
Well,
all of it. The whole lot of Texas.
You feel Texas in it.
Yeah. I mean, if you've known anyone from Texas, we're very proud. But this is just, it's really Southern hospitality at its finest. But this book is like, I grew up with two generations of very strong women, my mm-hmm. grandma and her best friends, who we called the Yayas, Gen 1, and then my mom and her best friends, her Yaya Gen 2, her best friends are like my aunts. I was raised by all of these ladies, and I feel like so lucky because, especially with, you know, not knowing then, but now I was going to dive into the entertainment industry, which is can be rough, you know. Mm-hmm. I just learned so many life lessons from two generations of very strong ladies, and most of those lessons were over cocktails. In the older generation, cigs and cocktails. and in the kitchen and, like, just, you know, being together and cooking together. And I feel like I'm a storyteller. I mean, I write songs for a living. Right. And food tells so many stories, too. And this is just, like, a different way to bring those memories to life.
And the book is so much fun, too. It's obviously it's filled with amazing recipes, but it's also just has such a fun flair to it that you just want to dive in and join this party.
Right, you actually want to read
the book. Yeah, it's a sisterhood, and I feel like everybody has, if they don't have it, maybe this book will inspire people mm-hmm. to go find your circle. But if a lot of us as women do, we have a circle of women that we really, you know, celebrate the high highs with and, you know, comfort each other during the lows. And, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like I just want this book to be an inspiration to people to remember that, like, take some time. And also, this book is like, we're all a little bit classy, a little bit trashy, and we're fine with that. And I feel like this book is like permission to be imperfect. I mean,
we live that way.
To y'all. Yeah, no, yes.
Oh, no, trust me. No, listen, we are the most imperfect people, like,
ever.
We can organize. That's our one singular skill. Other than that, our lives are a disaster.
We're pretty useless.
I mean, we're just a mess.
But it's okay to admit that. And I'd rather that. I'd rather, like, some messiness and some imperfections. And I've been real honest about that in my music my whole career. I've been very transparent. But I've never, also, I haven't shared, like, a lot of these personal stories. And, like, the actual fun side of me doesn't come through as much in my records as it does in this form. And I, you know, Holly Gleason is, she's a great friend and she's a great writer. And she helped me make sense of it because writing songs, it's so different than writing a book.
I can't I wrote a book, but I could never write a song. So I don't know.
I don't even understand how the songwriting process, like, how does it even work?
Well, I don't know.
I've asked
this to so many songwriters because I cannot imagine. I know you guys have rights, which is a new word that I discovered when we moved to Nashville. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to write. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And so you sit down and are able to collaborate with all these other amazing songwriters. And I don't know, is there a whiteboard, or post-it notes? Like, what's happening?
I think everybody's process is different, but a lot of times people just have a title. Now it's easy because we all bring our phones and our iPads or whatever. It's actually all in one place. But back in the day, it's like notebooks everywhere and, you know, tape recorders.
Do you like come in with an idea and you're like, here's my idea. This is what I want to sing about. Can you help me? Like, what are your thoughts? I
mean, sometimes somebody brings a badass title. Sometimes somebody has like a cool melody.
Uh-huh.
But writing by yourself is where it gets real weird because there's nowhere to hide and there's nobody to blame it on. You know what I mean?
Do you get scared to share it? Like, even at the level you're at?
Yeah, it feels even more vulnerable on a song you wrote by yourself.
Yes.
You know, my husband always encourages me to write by myself. On every record almost of my career, I've had a song that I wrote solely by myself. But it's just not as fun.
Yes. Like,
right, I understand. Look at us. The collaboration is
collaboration
the best.
And also, if something works, the celebration with friends is more fun. And it's just, you know, I like both, though. I mean, I really need to write by myself. And it's just kind of a scary thought sometimes. But it's a collaboration. I mean, somebody will sit down and be like, hey, I had this title. Or somebody said something the other day that, you know, actually Karen, our mutual friend, Karen Fairchild, she came to the house and we were working on our bandwagon tour set list. And we always work over wine. That's just part of it.
Of course, yes.
We can't do a set list without drinking.
No. No.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And so we were having wine and whatever. And she lives like literally around the corner from me. And I was like, I don't want you to drive. We've had a lot of wine. Our set list looks great tonight. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow. And she was like, no, I'm fine, whatever. And I was like, Karen, you're too pretty for prison. And so I took it to the Love Junkies the next couple of days. I was writing with the Love Junkies. And I was like, Karen Fairchild inspired this title. We should write it. So
it's a great title. Yeah. I'm like, too pretty for prison.
It's a really
good
title.
Ended up writing it. And then Maren Morris and I sang it together. So it's that one was whole girl power moment. But like something like that, just something can spark an idea.
And I love the camaraderie with the female country singers in Nashville. It's such an amazing community that I feel like is so different than like being in LA and as an actor, you know, like that kind of
thing. Yeah, I don't know that world well. And I don't think, I mean, I'm just so used to the Nashville Nashville, I always tell people, because so many people are moving here, but I'm like, it's still, if it's a big city with a small town feel.
It's a little big town.
It is a little big town.
I know. And Karen Fairchild, if you all don't know, is in the amazing band Little Big Town, which I actually, the last time I saw you perform was a year ago in Charleston with Little Big Town.
Yeah.
So, which was an incredible show.
Touring with them is one of my, I mean, talk they're about so collaboration. Fun. It's just like,
and they're such
friends
good people.
That get to sing together. Like, yeah. And we call it work.
Right, I know. It's, you know. It's amazing. We'll get to touring and all that. But I think that you do, like, just evoke Nashville and, like, the essence of it and the camaraderie of it and your relationships with all of these amazing women. Is there, like, a female versus male thing in Nashville in terms of country music? Do you guys, like, band together? And
I feel like there's a lot of made-up stories and there's a lot of, like, conversations about the female stuff in Nashville. I mean, I think that some of the boys are so supportive and they've taken us all on tour. They've loved us to death.
Right.
They've written with us. They've cut our songs. So I don't really believe that there's all of that drama. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it is sometimes just the facts are the facts. And like on paper and on radio and whatever, it's just not equal. And so those are the times where all the girls go, well, we know how hard it is. And we have different problems, so we are on group texts that only we know we should talk about. That should never see the light of day to the public. But like,
but you too know pretty what I, for prison.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we don't
like,
do that.
I think it's just cool to like. I mean, competition's great. I love it. I love when someone's kicking ass. I'm like Lainey. I'm like, dang, she's kicking. I need to go kick some ass. You know what I mean? It's good, but it's also support and like, how are you doing, sister? Like, I really feel like the female community of country in country music in Nashville is very much more love than anything else.
Yeah. Is there anybody else that you would like either in country or not country to love to collaborate with? Like, do you have a dream person in mind that you'd be like, this would be such a cool mashup?
So many. Queen Bee, obviously. Mm-hmm. Beyonce.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
But you know, I made a new friend recently with Avril Lavigne and I've really enjoyed getting to know her.
Oh,
and
I love that.
Like just we're kind of the same age. I mean, she's like an icon and we grew up in the same kind of era and like started really young, so we've sort of bonded over that, and so I'm hoping to do some collabs with her.
I love that.
For sure.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I love
it's like the crossroads journey of like two different styles of music
that's
coming together.
Really fun to listen to.
Yeah,
and
no,
I feel like genre that whole genre barrier, it's kind of doesn't exist really anymore, and it kind of feels like old school, like in the 70s where Waylon and Willie were played on the same station as ZZ Top and Creedence Clearwater Revival. Like it doesn't just good music, it can all go together. There's room for everybody.
That's right, right.
As long as it's great.
Was there a song that growing up you're like, this is so inspirational to me, and like that's stuck in your head?
I grew up in a house, my dad played guitar and wrote songs too, and he's kind of the one that taught me. My mom is a huge music lover, so it just, there was always music in our house. I grew up in church, so a lot of it was the gospel influence, and then my dad loved singer-songwriters, you know, Prine and Guy Clark and David Allen Coe, and so I grew up on that, but then my mom loved, like, Aretha and Soul, and so I feel like I had a good gauge of, like, everything, and then I was a 90s country junkie, like everybody is.
Right.
So, I mean, I got a little bit of everything, so I don't know. I mean, when I think of the career I wanted when I started this journey, like, 19, when I met my manager, Marion, we'd been together for 20 years, and she's like, what career do you want? And I was like, Emmy Lou and Dolly are the vibes.
Sure.
Like,
right.
Says everyone
those are right.
Everywhere.
Those are good vibes.
But
very
like
good vibes.
Longevity and bigger than just the music, but but make it start with the music and end with the music. You know what I mean? Like, and just, you know, using a platform for good to celebrate women, to, in my case, rescue dogs. Like, you know, just I think if you get to a place and you have people that are ready to listen to you, it's important to like have a message about something bigger than just, hey, I write songs and here's my little ditty. It goes like this. You know what I mean?
Well, I love how much your mom plays such an influence in your life. We talk about our moms all the time on this podcast. My mom actually counts how many times I talk about her.
I know. Roberta, this one's for you.
Hi, Roberta. So tell us about your mom and the influence that she had on you. Obviously, her music taste and all that. But there's so much about her in this book. And
yeah, my mom is one of my best friends, except for the teen years, which that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Doesn't count.
We're about to enter that with our daughters. And I'm like, I already am ready not to count
15
that.
15 to 20 kind of sucked. But
my daughter is going to go to a nunnery, so that's perfect. Sending her off.
I probably should have been what I did. I feel like my mom just taught me so much without lecturing me or having a sit down. She just she led by example. Mm-hmm. And I really, you know, and so did her mom. I mean, she grew up in a broken family, but like everybody made it work. They made something out of nothing. And she learned a lot of things to do, and she learned a lot of things not to do. And so as a mom herself, mm-hmm. she took those lessons and like really was such a strong force in mine and my brother's life. And the first advice she ever gave me when I was like getting to like 17, I was like, I think I want to be a singer-songwriter. Like, I think I want to chase this. It was getting time to like, the word college was like not part of my vocabulary. I was like, that, anything but that. And she said, you know, that's fine, but you need to know who you are and stick with it. And that has carried me through 20 years of the music business.
Oh, like, chills.
I always amazing. Just stay true to my gut, stay true to my root, because that always like resonated with me. And it helped me ground, you know what I mean? But she just made something out of nothing. We grew up with no money. Like, we were very poor. My dad was a police officer for a while, and they were self-employed, and that crashed, so we had to kind of start over. And I never felt like I was missing out on anything, even though we didn't have money. I felt like she made our house a home. She still found a way to pay for a birthday party or whatever. And I just, but we were also taught, like, survival and plant a garden if you're hungry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my dad was a hunter, so, like, we lived off the land literally when we were kids. And I really cherish those moments and those memories, especially when things get crazy in my life, you know?
Well, what do you think is your mom's superpower, maybe in and out of the kitchen?
I think it's her positivity, because she is one of these, like, laugh of the party, like, always finds a reason to celebrate, always looks at the bright side. My dad calls her Pollyanna because she's just always ready to celebrate, ready to get shit done. Like, she just... I think her superpower is her confidence and her positivity.
That is a superpower.
It she's really so is, confident in who she is. And like watching that growing up, my brother and I learned, and so was my dad. I mean, we just, they were very much strong in who they were. And that takes you so far, especially when you're like young in your 20s, you're trying to figure it out. You know, you get in a business like this where there's people trying to sway you 100 ways. And those moments of like, my dad was big on character. Like, he always talked about people's character and like how that's the most important thing. And just really, like, who are you at the root and who are you at the core? Stay there, because otherwise you're lost forever.
That's right.
You really are. You need a North Star. You need like a center force.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back with Miranda Lambert.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it. Been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Okay, we are back with Miranda. So let's talk about touring a little bit. You have this, I mean, you're always on tour, but now you have a Las Vegas residency. How do you feel? Like, what is the difference? I mean, I've seen you on tour. You're amazing. You have the most energy up on stage. Like, does it feel different having a residency versus the energy of being out on the road all the time?
It is different, but it's awesome. I mean, I've been touring for money, for like a living. Since I was 17. Like,
which is wild. I know. And amazing.
So, I know. And so, and I'm gonna be 40 this year. It's gonna be great.
Welcome. It's fine. Great. Welcome. We're on the other side. It's okay over
it's
here.
Fine. But it's crazy.
A big party.
When you think about that, it's like I lived moving for all of these years, and so it took me a long time to like grasp, okay, a residency in Vegas, first of all, that's huge. That's like, that's
huge.
Crazy.
Yes.
And like,
it's
you
like
think,
Celine Dion. Yeah. I mean, like,
and
it's
Elvis.
Like huge.
Right. Exactly.
What?
It's as big as it gets.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. But it was just really, I had to really just contemplate, like, how do I switch my brain and my heart from like the road, you know? And I knew it was going to be great. I just had to get used to the change of it.
And no Airstream there, right?
And no Airstream. We didn't bring Wanda.
Okay, so everyone listening, Miranda has a very famous Airstream named Wanda. Wanda's set up with like a whole hospitality area.
She's like, a rolling, like, y'all come on in, make yourself a drink.
Y'all eat yet?
She's a bar.
Yeah. Wanda is asking if y'all ate yet. So it's a whole setup. So what is life like without Wanda in Vegas?
It was sad. We honestly really talked about bringing her for the first show and just like setting her up in the alley because it felt so weird. But
can't they bring her into the hotel?
I mean, I know.
It's like an emotional
She's
support
small.
Pet.
She can come.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like when I got used to Vegas, like what I love about it is that I've always just made it about the music pretty much. Like, we have a show, we have great lights, whatever, cool production, but we just kind of make it about, I have a great band, let's just go play some songs.
Yeah.
And this was like, okay, we got to like really take it up some notches. Like,
yeah, right.
So
it's Vegas.
My favorite thing is that in Vegas, there's no such thing as too much of anything. So
I love that there
tons
too.
Of fringe, tons of sequins, tons of fire, tons of confetti. Like, we got to do it to the nines.
Yeah.
And it really taught me, like, dang, I'm gonna implement this when I do go back on the road. Like, I want
to
take it up a notch. And it got kind of broke my routine of what I was used to in so many ways. But I love it. And the crowds are awesome. And the thing about Vegas, it's almost like a theme party.
Right.
Like, you know, when you're going to a theme party, it's already more fun
because
there's a theme.
Yes,
So people just come to Vegas and they're already ready to have a great time.
That's right.
And so, and they dress to the nines. And like, it's been really great. You know, on a show day, it's like, wake up, take a walk with my dog, make some eggs, have a day to yourself, like a regular life, go do my job, and then go home. And it's like very different than moving constantly to the next town.
Sure. Did you buy a place? Did you like have
We just rent like every time.
Yeah.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Some of them are very like party vibe. Yeah. But I'm not partying. I'm just having an omelet.
Yeah. Just making omelet.
Which feels more bachelorette right now, Vegas or Nashville?
Nashville.
Nashville, yeah. I believe
that. The number one bachelorette capital in the country.
It really does. Nashville feels, I felt pretty at home in Vegas because Nashville's kind of become.
Sure.
Nashville. Similar,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I've loved it. But I will say this was our last run. I just got home last week. And our last run was our third one. And I was like, I kind of miss, my bus is named Elvira.
And, you have a truck named Tammy.
I do.
I know.
I name everything. Anything that has value to
me.
And I was like, I kind of miss Elvira, but don't tell anyone. My manager's like, what? You're missing tour?
What do you do to like relax? Like, how do you unwind? Or do you not? Are you just like,
I'm not that good at it.
Yeah.
I've gotten way better at it.
Yeah.
I've really learned to balance. I have a farm outside of Nashville.
Okay.
And it's my happy place. My horses are there.
Okay.
And my two Great Pyrenees, Thelma and Louise. And like, that was their names already. And they were rescues. And I was like, oh, those are my dogs.
They are meant to be mine.
Yeah.
They're meant to be mine.
I go there and I just chill and just reconnect with myself. It's just, we got a cute cabin out there in a garden and just ride my horses. I really find, like, I used to find my energy from keeping going, like running nonstop. I think we all did in our 20s, right?
Like, Clea's still that way.
I don't know, 40 hit and I was like, meh.
Great, okay, well good. I have something to look forward to.
Yeah, right.
But I feel like I find a lot more recharge in some quiet moments, you know, and then, but like, I'll have one day off and I'll text my manager like 1,000 ideas. And she's like, nope, more days off. Like, I was like, but I had an idea because I rested. Like,
yeah.
Right. You had one day of rest.
Yeah.
And
but I love my job. And I mean, I get to create for a living. Like, so it's hard to say no to that when someone's like, hey, you want to come in on this co-write tomorrow with Jelly Roll? I'm like, hell yeah.
Do you know who Jelly Roll is, Joanna?
I don't know.
Jelly Roll? Okay. We just need a second. He's such a wild sensation. I haven't seen anything like this in a really long time. Anyway, isn't a podcast about Jelly Roll, but I just want to say
that. What's he from?
He's been around for a long time.
Okay.
I had never met him. I met him a couple weeks ago writing, but like, just an awesome person. And like, point being, like, I wouldn't have made that new friend and like been part of his record and gotten to like really connect with somebody on a cool level if I had decided not to work that day. You know, so sometimes it's like, I do have FOMO in that way. Like, I want to make sure, I also get to create. So, but then my husband's really good about being like, don't overcommit.
Yeah.
Then he has to pick up the pieces and I'm like exhausted.
That's how John is.
Yeah.
That's why John and your husband probably get along so well.
They do.
They're like, you need to stop. But I think that I understand what you're saying. I mean, we've obviously, we're like not even a decimal of what you've done. But Joanna and I have always been yes people. We've always been like, there's always an opportunity or like
someone interesting to me.
Something
or
could
something.
Lead to something.
Yeah,
and it's hard to say no.
And I think the balance is everything. And sometimes you just have to. We went on a camping trip last July My backup singer is also one of my best friends. We've been together over a decade, and her husband, I have a camper, and Brendan and I had bought I'm a vintage trailer collector, but I'd never had a new one, and my husband was like, these are cute and all, but like, do they work? Can we get a new one? And so we bought a new Airstream, a 2020 Globetrotter, because I'm an Airstream nerd. I'm like obsessed with trailers.
I mean, Airstreams are amazing.
They I know, and so cool. We bought one, and it was when we had to camp up to New York to see my stepson, so it actually worked out. Like,
right.
Our first trip was like the maiden voyage, but there was a purpose.
Right.
But then we went last year, we took all of July off. I've never taken a whole summer month off because a lot of artists, it's tour and it's festivals and all that. Right. And we went for like 23 days all out west. We went to Montana and Colorado and Wyoming.
Oh my God.
And it was the most, like, it took me about 6 days. Yeah. Like, I didn't chill till we got almost out of Colorado.
Sure, I know that would be me.
Like, it took
I'd
a minute.
I'd be crawling up the walls. But then I was turn just, it off. Like, when you're go. Yeah, it's very hard to,
it was beautiful. I want to do that. I really realized, like, also, like, Europeans, they take holiday. It's like 4 weeks.
I know.
It's a lifestyle. We're just like, we're going to the beach for 4 days and we should feel way better after that. That's not real.
No, it's not. And 4 days, by the way, everyone's like, but are you on email? I mean, like, you know, it's like we're still so attached to everything.
And that camping trip, we stayed in a couple of campgrounds that had zero. We had to drive 30 miles to get internet.
Ugh.
To even check in on our, call our mom.
Right.
Wow. And it was really kind of weird at first. It was kind of itchy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
you're I colored, me and Gwen colored in coloring books. We played games. We cooked. We just sat.
Yeah.
It was like
lived a
the most
life.
Chill. And so that experience was like, same as in this book, like it's like a reminder to just carve out time.
Well, and just be present. Sounds like that's like what you were in your childhood.
We're in the middle of the mountains in Colorado, sitting in a river. I was literally sitting on a tuffet, sitting on a rock in a river, drinking a ranch water. Like, this is the best.
Yeah. Right. I'm so happy that you had that experience. I feel like,
I know.
Good for you. I mean,
it was awesome. And I'm preaching to the choir. Like, we should all do a little more of that.
Well, get ready for your 40s because you're going to want to do even more. Because that's what happened to me. I was like, go. I mean, I still am, but I don't know.
Yeah.
40 really reset.
I was like, I mean, you are still pretty go.
I know.
Next to me. Well,
I think it's good. I think you got to do both.
Balance. It's a balance. Yeah. Okay, so we like to end every conversation with 5 minutes for hugs because you need at least 5 minutes to say goodbye. So we just have a few questions so that everyone can just get to know you a little bit better. Okay. First question, what is your go-to dish for a last-minute dinner party?
I'm kind of like, you can always whip up a dip.
I love a dip.
Charcuterie board, a couple of dips.
Like,
nobody's
going
to be mad at that. And we'll get a better buzz because it's not heavy.
I literally could live on dips.
Dips are the best.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
I just think you always have a ranch packet somewhere you could throw together.
100%. No, I agree with that. Okay.
All right. Dream dinner guest.
Oh, man.
You have to pick one.
A one.
Yes. Your dream dinner guest.
Oh, man.
Everyone else can be damned.
I guess Dolly. I mean,
I was gonna say
that's
Dolly, and I think that's fair.
Everybody should pick Dolly.
If you only have one pick,
it's got to be Dolly.
It's got to be Dolly.
That's the right answer.
I agree with that.
Actually, this was a right or wrong.
This was the right answer. Okay,
yeah.
Great. I'm glad I passed.
You passed.
So wait. So this question is: we said camping or glamping. I want to know what you considered your trip. Was it camping or glamping?
Oh, it's glamping. I don't sleep on the ground.
Oh yeah.
And I don't drink cheap wine.
No. Right.
I mean, I work too hard for that.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, you do.
We've come too far.
Cheap wine, it can be cheap, but it's got to be good.
I agree with that so deeply.
I don't care about the price point. It's just got to be good.
There's a sparkling wine that I drink. It's a cava. It's, you guys, I just want to say, Segura, shout out to Segura. It is $9.99. It is so good.
But as long as it's good.
It's
and I'm
good.
Like, uh-uh, I don't sleep on the ground. Can't do it.
No.
Absolutely
that glamp for sure.
Okay, yeah, good. That's good. Okay, we're happy to hear that. Okay.
Favorite
place for writing a song?
Outside. I love being outside. I love a porch ride. I love a porch hang.
I love a porch.
Me too. A lot gets done on a porch.
Porches are great.
So I'd say on a porch somewhere.
Okay. I love that.
What city in the U.S. would you most love to visit? Maybe you visited all of them.
I think I visited most of them. I haven't been to Sedona, which I don't know if you count that as a city.
Okay, I've been to Sedona.
I want to go there really bad.
It's stunning, first of all. My dad is, this is his first shout out?
No, there's lots
before?
Of other shout outs.
Okay.
Is he counting?
No, my mom counts.
Okay.
My dad doesn't know we have a podcast. So we went to Sedona. My dad is very into music. The Grateful Dead is like his whole personality. And we went to Sedona and he was like, made us sit down and have like a spiritual interaction with the mountains around us. And I was pretty young. I was like, this is, it's not happening.
You're like, yeah, ear on the ground or something, like,
no,
listening
he's
to
like, do you feel the vibrations?
Oh.
And I was like,
no, but it's a thing there, right?
It like, is a thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't appreciate it at the time. I was like, this is not like, no, is there a restaurant? Like, are we like going somewhere? But Sedona is, it has such a spiritual beauty.
That's what it's on my list.
It's on your list.
All right. Okay, good.
I
love that.
What should be on our list? You've been everywhere.
I have been everywhere. I mean, New York City has an extra special place in my heart now because I'm married to a New Yorker,
right.
But I saw the city from a different point of view instead mm-hmm. of just going there for work, like living there part-time with my husband. Like, I just really realized how beautiful and magical it is and how much energy you actually get from a city, because I'm a country girl. So that was like,
yeah.
But I have to, my final answer is Fort Worth, Texas, because mm-hmm. it is the epitome of Texas. Like, Austin's its own thing. Austin's its own country within.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dallas is Dallas with the big hair and all the things that go with it. But Fort Worth, they have a cattle drop twice a day.
Okay.
I mean, literally longhorns walk through the street.
So and it's legit.
One of the biggest honky tonks in Texas is there, actually the biggest. And has a rodeo arena inside of it. Like, where can you go see
a rodeo arena?
Billy Bob's.
Wow.
Is honky tonk slash rodeo.
Wow. That's amazing.
I didn't even realize
and,
that.
I mean, the barbecue. So, gotta go to Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Just try it once.
That's actually great intel.
Yeah,
I love that.
And there's a beautiful hotel there.
Amazing.
The Drover. You gotta go.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
We love a beautiful
love
hotel.
This.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I love this.
There's
Fort
a lot of fringe and like fringe on everything.
Oh, yeah.
It makes
that's
me
fine.
Happy.
Well, the thing about me is I adopt like whatever city I'm in. I'm like, oh, I'm going all in.
Yeah. And well, I got you, girl. Let me know.
Okay. I will definitely be.
I mean, Idlewind will fully outfit you.
Okay.
For that trip.
All right. I love that. Well, Miranda, this has been so fun. I need to go eat a taco because my mouth has been watering this entire time.
Some dips, some guac.
Some dips.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The queso. And also,
thank you.
The brisket nachos.
The brisket nachos.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is amazing. I smell it and I've been dying this whole time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. My first podcast.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so excited. What an honor.
I know, truly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, guys.
It really is. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here with cocktails and you.
Well, cheers.
Yeah, cheers. Okay, we're going to take a DM right now that is near and dear to my heart. Christy wants to know, Clea, I need your top recs for champagnes that are not $1,000. Thank you. Okay, Christy, I actually answered this when we were talking to Miranda Lambert. My absolute favorite go-to is a cava, so not technically a champagne. A cava that is, the brand name is Segura. It's so good. It's really reasonably priced. It's like $9.99.
All right.
And that is kind of what like I fill my wine fridge with. If you want a great champagne, like a real champagne, I think you can get a lot of really good ones. And like, I mean, this is expensive because it's like real champagne, but in like the $40 range, I feel like you can, like Piper Heisdeck, I've always really loved. I think it's great. My favorite is Moët Chandon, but I mean, it's expensive. So I go to the cava, and you do not need to spend a lot of money to have something that tastes really good. That's what I've found.
There you go.
Anyway, that is my TED Talk on different sparkling wines. We had so much fun talking to you guys today.
No, thank you for listening.
Yeah, that's it for this episode. We'll be back next Thursday with Best Friend Energy Unpacked. Be sure to get in touch with us, like we said, at Best Friend Energy on Instagram and TikTok or at bestfriendenergypod.com. And goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us on Best Friend Energy. We're back every Tuesday with a new episode.
Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Best Friend Energy.
Best Friend Energy is a Hello Sunshine and Sony Music Entertainment production.
Engineering and mixing by Nashville Audio Productions.
Our senior producer is Rebecca Kaufman.
Our associate producer is Cami York.
Our executive producer is Sarita Wesley.
Our executive producers at The Home Edit and Hello Sunshine are Lauren Lagarde, Hillary Franchi, and us.
See you next time.
Being a mother has its challenges. You have to constantly grow and adapt as your baby does. And while our kids aren't diaper age anymore, we remember a few tricky years with diaper obstacles like blowouts. Oh, yes. I remember. Not to mention getting diapers on active babies. And you and I both know, once your baby starts moving, the adventure really begins.
That's why you need Pampers Cruisers 360. A lot of people think Pampers Cruisers 360 are just for potty training. But from my experience, it's actually the best diaper to use as soon as your baby's on the go.
It doesn't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, it has a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband, which is a great hack to keep your baby from taking their diaper off, which, if you've ever experienced, can lead to chaos. And as you know from the home edit days, if we care about anything, it's organizing messes and controlling the chaos.
And it really stretches with your baby for a comfortable fit so your baby can move freely.
It also makes it so easy to change a wiggly baby who's on the move.
Pampers Cruisers 360 with the new blowout barrier are available in sizes 3 to 7 and come in adorable new prints.
The best part is that they are hypoallergenic and free of elemental, chlorine, bleaching, parabens, and latex.
As mothers, we know how important it is to count on a great diaper. So for trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash.
Redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Redeem Pampers cash, no cash value.